As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision, let's say good morning to Anita Stewart. She's the United Way Executive Director for Clinton County. Hey, Anita.
Good morning.
Good morning. I like that.
All right.
Good morning to you, too.
What have you already had this morning? I want a doggy bag.
You really don't want to know, because I had hosted chocolate donuts and a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh my God.
Hey, that'll get you going. Well, we appreciate the phone call nonetheless.
So what's happening?
Well, I got some exciting news I wanted to share with everybody.
Okay.
We talked a lot about our COVID grants, helping families and stuff. But the Paul Filford Resource Center, Don Layton, applied for a COVID grant for seniors. And actually today, they are giving away what they're calling the senior bag. And so it's anybody 55 years or older. And if they call the Paul Filford Resource Center, they can actually get a bag. And in the bag, they found out doing some research that a lot of times seniors can go to, like, the food finders and get food and stuff, but they don't have things like toilet paper or shampoo or deodorant. So they applied for the grant to be able to help for those types of things. So they're giving away senior bags, and they have 80 to give away. Today's their first day to do it, and I don't know if they have any bags left today, but the actual next day that they're doing it is September the 17th. And so what you do is you call the Paul Filthy Resource Center, and that number is 765-659-4060, and ask for Lisa. And they will get you on the list. You can actually come there and pick them up, or if you're not able to get out, they will actually deliver it right to your home. Mm. So they also put nutritional information in there, and this month they're actually putting storage charts and home safety information in their bag. So it'll be an educational thing as well as getting personal items that maybe you wouldn't necessarily be able to get it, like at a food pantry, to help, and you'll also have some food. So.
Okay.
I'm excited about that. It's just for seniors in Clinton County.
All right. Just today only?
No. Today's the first day they're doing it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they have any bags, but they're doing this every month till the end of December.
Oh, okay.
So the next one's on September the 15th.
Okay. Is it like the second or third Monday of each month or something like that?
I think it's a Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. So how's the campaign going?
Actually, campaign, we are getting money rolling in, and we haven't really officially started yet. We're doing the pay setters. I was out at NHK yesterday and got to speak with a lot of their associates, and it's pretty exciting. We've had the Wesley Manor. They have completed their campaign, and they've almost hit their goal. Farmers Bank is rolling. You guys are doing yours, and Healthy Communities has also done theirs. So all the pay setters are rolling. And then on September the 15th, that'll be our official campaign. So, and I don't know if you've driven by our building, but it's looking really awesome. That ugly building that we've been talking about has got some really cool superheroes on it.
Yeah, so, I've noticed that.
I go out every day. I can't believe how cool it looks. And I don't know much about superheroes, but a lot of people beat going by.
Okay. So
it does look good. Yeah. I saw somebody had taken some pictures of the lady who's painting it. And posted on Facebook, too, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd seen that a couple nights ago. I think it was maybe Monday night.
Oh, wow. You need to send that to me, because I don't know who did that. That's nice.
Okay, I'll try to find that. Yeah, no, it was really cool, because it was like the beginning process, you know, when she was out there. It's kind of stenciled out and everything. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, kind of a funny story. I had somebody, I think it was at Karina Mills, I was out there talking to them about campaign. They said, well, let's call the police the other morning. I said, well, why? Mm. I said, there were people out in front of your building. We thought they were trying to break in.
Yeah. No, you see it in work at 5 in the morning, right?
Yeah, they start early, so get out of heat.
Any other special events going to come up between now and the end of the year that you guys want to put out, other than your campaign?
Not at this moment, but you never know.
Okay.
So, basically, this is our big season with campaign.
Yep. And be that way till December, at least.
Yeah, actually, we're really making sure, trying to keep the campaign from September 15th till the end of October, so November the 1st. Although we do have a couple campaigns, like IU Health, they do theirs in January. So we have a couple that are outside that, but we're really trying to focus it down so people can narrow to spend 3 weeks really on United Way and then be done with it and they can move on to their next project. But we're excited because from north to south, east and west, you're going to see nothing but United Way. And as you're driving along, you're going to see United Way everywhere. So
okay.
You won't be able to forget it.
We know that.
Or maybe it's just me, the obnoxious lady, right?
No, it doesn't bother me a bit. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, but I appreciate the time, and I hope you guys have a great day.
All right. You take good care of yourself, okay?
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Take care, Anita.
Thanks, Anita. That's Anita Stewart with the Clinton County Clinton County United Way. I was doing the Y, the United Way, the Y, the W, the yeah.